Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex. We are conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one would take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably
yes.
Vote?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Clay Jenkins.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Who?
Very favorable or someone favorable?
Oh, very.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon?
No opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Ron Kirk?
Very favorable.
Colin Albrecht?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Nathan Johnson?
Very favorable.
Roland Gutierrez?
The next one down, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Victoria Navi Criado?
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Gisbert?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas House...
Oh, you went back to Yasmin Simon. I didn't understand you in the earlier one.
Uh-huh.
Did you? I didn't know who you were talking about. I have a very favorable.
Oh, okay.
You can mark it. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Number two, voting rights. Restriction on voting, election denial, and threat to democracy. Number three, education. Governor Abbott voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Number four, guns. Sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying an assault-style weapon. Number five, local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on grow control, zoning, and worker rights.
You want me to rank those?
You can choose two. The two most important.
Voting rights and abortion.
Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? The state. One who has been the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign to emphasize Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-Joe business-friendly message. Or number two, one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
Number one.
Thank you. We are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. Please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact in your opinion. The first one says, Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopts her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
What do you want me to say to that? No, that doesn't do it for me.
Okay, if that, the statement will make definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or not impact.
No, no impact.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform by raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Very. That would, yes, top. Make me want to vote for her.
Definitely. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep the big government out of our local community.
Mm, no, that doesn't.
No impact.
No impact, no.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their children in the Park City.
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
That's a good message. So, yes.
Definitely or probably vote for her.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Yeah, that's somewhat.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Repeat that.
Of course. Jasmine will be a strong voice to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic that is killing thousands of Texans.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education.
Definitely.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with the broad appeal the Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
I like Clay Jenkins. Not everybody does. So that's a somewhat,
probably, okay.
Yeah, probably.
And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of an immigrant parent who knows the value of hard working and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely.
Thank you. Lynn Ginsberg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Ginsberg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. And the last part, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Please rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsberg that will cause you definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. The first one says, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsberg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. They would definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or no matter to you.
No matter to me on that.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
That actually was found not to be true, so that's no matter to me.
Thank you. Liz Ginsberg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
No matter to me. I'd have to fact check that.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or no matter.
No matter.
Thank you. And Liz Ginsberg's losing record show that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022. When other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsberg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
Somewhat. I mean, probably.
Thank you. After hearing all this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsberg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon. Yeah, Jasmine.
Thank you. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Voting rights and abortion and education, all three. They all matter. So these vouchers are, I mean, they need to be talking about getting, you know, this voucher business was wrong. And abortion, this is insane. And voting rights, it all matters. It's all connected. So that's it. Are we done?
Would you like to add something else?
No, that's it.
Okay. And just a question for classification purposes. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, or 55 to 64?
40 to 54.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in a school?
I have an undergraduate degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm progressive.
Thank you. And which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African American, Latino, Asian, Arabic, or white?
White.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks. Have a good night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.